brush on the line.
So what?
Until I was 21 years old, I thought the sun had a flap in it.
Never mind. What have you got in that package? Yeah.
It's a statue of General Grant. Uncle Mike brought it home with him last night.
Why is the statue of General Grant broken in 1,000 pieces?
Uncle Mike had a fight with him because he wouldn't take his hat off in the house.
Your Uncle Mike is a pretty stubborn man, isn't he?
Yes, I guess he inherited it from his father.
You mean your grandfather was a stubborn man, too?
Yeah, one time a steamroller was coming down the street and Grandpa wouldn't move out of the way. The steamroller kept coming, but he wouldn't move.
And what happened?
You know that long, thin rug we have in the bathroom?
Why don't you talk sense? Did you get yourself a job yet?
Yes, I started to work in a burlesque show yesterday selling popcorn, but I got fired.
How come?
Some guy in the audience yelled, "Take it off!" And I thought he was talking to me.
So what happened?
What happened? Now you are talking to Bubbles Costello.
Oh, get him out!
There'll be much more of that terrific Abbott and Costello humor in a few seconds after we hear a special message from this gentleman.
Come over here. Where were you last night?
Well, I had a date with our secretary, Viola Vaughn. She took me to the Palladium, and she wouldn't dance with me. Then she took me out to the House of Murphy for dinner, but she wouldn't eat with me.
Well, if she wouldn't dance or eat with you, what did she take you for?
$35.
Throwing your money around like that. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Right now, I need $75, and I don't know where to get it.
Why, Abbott, you must have 100 friends that would loan you $75.
Well, how about you loaning it to me?
Abbott, you must have 99 friends that would loan you $75.
I ought to know better than to ask a stupid, ignorant dope like you for money.
Just a second now. Just a second. Don't call me stupid and ignorant. I'm a college man. For years, I went to Stanford University in the morning and UCLA in the afternoons.
You dummy. Stanford is in San Francisco and UCLA is in Los Angeles. Now, how could you go to both of them at the same day?
Being an honor student, I had a long lunch hour.
Honor student. How did you ever get to be an honor student?
Well, I took the brain of a monkey and I put it in the head of a man. And today that man is alive and can talk.
What does he say?
Hey, Emma!
I thought so. You've never been in a college. And I doubt if any of your family were ever in college.
Is that so? My brother Pat spent 4 years at the medical school at the University of Michigan.
What was he studying?
Nothing. They were studying him.
Never mind that. Our new picture, Africa Screams, is coming out, and it's our business to see that everybody goes to that picture.
Oh, yes. I agree with you. But what are you doing about it, Abbott?
Well, I've got a battery here in my pocket. I press a button, my shirt front lights up and says, "See Africa Screams with Bud Abbott." It's the newest thing.
What's new about seeing Bud Abbott lit up?
Never mind. I understand your Aunt May is making you a new suit to wear to the preview of our picture.
Yeah, she made it, but I can't wear it. The material she uses is from an old awning.
Well, why can't you wear the suit?
Because every time the sun goes down, my pants roll up.
There's no use in talking to you, Costello. I want to ask you something, Lou. What makes you so dumb?
I guess it's a combination of two things.
What is it?
Fast living and slow thinking.
Well, now, maybe you should find a nice girl and get married. It would straighten you out. Now, Viola's a nice girl, and she might like to have...